Okay, I know a lot of you are saying, all right, what is this, Emil? Well, this is just a way that I can communicate with you quickly in a minute or less, or a minute or so, Emil in a minute, Emil Amok, right here. And I know that a lot of you are thinking about, well, where am I going to go for dinner tonight? Or where am I going to go for brunch? Brunch is coming up. What? You know, weekend brunch. Here's my suggestion. If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, and these guys have given me nothing. I didn't get a free meal or anything like that. But there's a place that has ubi pancakes that are just really simply scrumptious. They prepare them well. It's a nice breakfast, brunch treat, or weekend brunch treat. Check them out. It's Nick's on Grand in South San Francisco. So just get off of Grand Avenue, off of 101 in South San Francisco, depending upon which side of the bay you're coming from. It's right there on Grand in the downtown section. And it's a great little restaurant. The key is that it's vegan. That's right, vegan Filipino. So if you think that, oh, well, you know, Filipino food is just so filled with meat, it's so fatty, it's, you know, it's a killer kind of kind of diet, we're going to die of a heart attack. Look, my family has had heart attack deaths. Not pleasant, right, to think about. And high blood pressure, cholesterol, the whole bit. I'm vegetarian. Actually, I'm vegan for that reason. And I have often cheated on Filipino food because, well, I'm Filipino. How else can I cheat? But now I don't have to cheat because Nick's on Grand has a wonderful vegan Filipino menu. And when I say vegan Filipino, I don't just mean, you know, ubi pancakes. I mean the lechon kawali. The lechon kawali is, I don't want to say to die for, because that is, you know, you would die eating regular lechon. But this, you probably won't die, at least for a little while longer. It's delicious. The taste is replicated. It probably has almost as much fat, but it just captures the whole taste of the lechon right there, even to the multi-layered fatness in the lechon. The salsa sauce, the vinegar sauce, all there. You will not miss your regular lechon kawali at the Filipino point joint. This is vegan fare. It's good. It's worth trying. The ubi pancakes. And look, a lot of people love sisig. They're sisig fans, right? They go to the sisig trucks and the sisig. Well, you know, that most of the time it's just what people know is to be sisig, which is pork face and ears and all the stuff that they usually throw away. They chop them up fine. You don't know what it is. Bam, you eat it. It's delicious. They grill it up, right? You buy it at the food trucks. Sisig was not a big thing when I was growing up, but it became a big thing within the last 10, 15 years because of food trucks. And if you shied away from sisig because you thought, oh, you know, God, yeah, the thought of eating pig ears. Well, I used to eat the pig ears full. I mean, not even cut up. That's how Filipino I am. But since becoming vegan, you know, I just kind of avoid sisig, right? It's like the meal of the devil. So the sisig at Nick's is all tofu, but it's, you would swear you're eating pig ears. And the flavors, you know, chopped up, diced up mince with all the little herbs and spices. The sisig, the lechon, those are just two of my favorites. And of course, on the weekend, if you go, the ube pancakes. So there, a mini review, just on my mind, if you're thinking about, where do I go for dinner? Where do I go for brunch? Nick's on Grand, they've given me nothing for this. And I didn't ask them for anything. I went there, I've been wanting to try it. I tried it. It's vegan, vegan Filipino, Nick's on Grand. Check it out. And here I am, a meal in a minute or so, and I've gone five. That is long enough. See you again soon. Emil Alamuk on amuk.com.